Hey there, folks. It's Brock from the Sprocket Podcast. You have tuned in to not just an ordinary episode, but like we do every year, our holiday movie commentary. This year, it's about public transit. I'm on what might be my last walk back to the house between work shifts before the end of the school year. So happy 2015, everybody, and a happy 2016 to you when it gets here. We'll have a few more studio episodes for you before the end of the year, but just wanted to deliver on the thing we did last year, the thing we decided to do again. We give you Speed, joined by our friends Russ and Laura from thepathlesspedaled.com.
Howdy. Hello.
We've never done an interview in the dark before.
That's true.
And we're not doing one now. But, and when you're in the dark, you can't see where your microphones are. And then you get hurt.
You know what else you can't see? It's where you put your beer.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You just kind of got to lightly move your hand around and
hope you don't knock it over.
Yeah, yeah. When I was a little kid, I always associated that fanfare with Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And, like, any time that went on, I was like, oh, whoops. Star Wars is playing. I forgot what movie Mom took me to see, but it must be Star Wars. Oh, shit, it's E.T.
Well, for anyone who's not familiar, last year we did Premium Rush, and that was a movie about people on bicycles. And this year we're doing Speed, because that's a movie about people on a bus. So, before we start, Russ, Laura, anything you want to update people on?
I've actually not ever seen this movie in its entirety.
And neither have I.
Okay.
And that's why this is exciting. Whereas, Aaron?
I've seen this several times in the theater.
In the theater?
In the theater. Like,
wow.
Both first and second row.
That's commitment.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
And Laura?
I didn't see it in the theater, but I do remember when it came out. I remember watching with my best friend in high school and her boyfriend.
Nice. All right. So that means everyone has varied perspectives. And we're gonna watch both the Orange Line go by and probably also the Line 4. We're going to watch buses pass by the window of the studio as we watch a movie about a bus.
Nice. Wow.
So, well, without
hopefully
further ado,
hopefully
they
don't get hijacked.
Seriously. So just for the benefit of people listening along at home, this is the point at which you would see the actual Star Wars / whatever, like 20th Century Fox. This is the very beginning of the feature film. We're renting it from Google Play, so if that affects you, like, you know, with the DVD or whatever, do your thing. But this is where we would see the 20th Century Fox spotlights.
And
now,
play.
Oh, it's a really old school version.
It is.
Yeah.
It's like animated.
Those kind of look like lightsabers.
They do,
well,
actually.
Now that you bring up
I
the
can see how that would work, yeah.
Pop quiz, hotshot. Oh, wait, it's not there yet.
Mark Gordon.
So are we in an elevator? Is that what's happening?
That's a good question.
Keanu Reeves.
So, Andrew at the Beer Mongers, which provided all of our beverages. Oh, and Dennis Hopper. Nice. Said that this would be way cooler if it was Keanu Reeves after The Matrix in this movie. Sandra Bullock.
There you go.
I'd like to see Speed in bullet time.
Oh, my God, those graphics are amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait
this
a minute.
Is like
whoa. Jeff Daniels didn't get billing on this?
Really? Is he in this?
He's like the first person in the on
oh,
the
really?
Screen.
Okay.
Maybe second.
You know, this is the era of film, like, with credit sequences before the film, too.
Oh and Jeff Daniels.
He got the and.
By the way, Michigan native.
Nice. You guys share a home state?
Yeah, he actually grew up not very far from where I grew up.
Nice. You know, I was trying to figure out if our computer is slow or if this is like...
this is just the 90s.
This is like the cutting edge of computer animation.
Okay. Oh, wait, so this isn't a real elevator shaft?
I don't think it is.
Okay.
Or a really long elevator. No.
Yeah.
These are really cheesy, like, motion graphics for the titles.
Yeah. We're going to find out in a minute here. Hey, there goes the Amtrak.
Nice.
I guess it'd be funny if we're watching a movie called Speed and the graphics were kind of slow.
Well, so far. Are we going to, like, keep up a Keanu Reeves whoa count?
There you go.
Oh, we should. Oh.
Every time he says whoa, we have to take a drink.
You got to eat a handful of the sriracha popcorn.
Oh, there we go.
Nice.
Like sriracha popcorn?
Yeah.
Nice.
Appropriately, the red bag.
That's awesome.
Which we
can't see.
Really.
Did anybody bring a flashlight?
You can use your phone.
Yeah, I've got one built in on my phone, I guess. Or we could just take flash pictures until we find it.
There you go. This is a really long credit sequence.
It's really long. That's like, this was an era before another era. Things changed.
Also, if we're going down in an elevator, how tall is this building?
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
this
P2.
Is P2? Okay.
P2.
So we know it goes down
P3.
At least three levels now.
Does this take place in hell?
I never. Oh. Wait, what's
I did
the
forget there was something else that happens before the bus.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing to see.
Wait, what is that?
It's an elevator shaft. Oh, he's got a walkie-talkie. We know he does security. Maybe for the president.
Or a movie theater.
Oh, true.
Hey, you kids! Did you pay for this theater?
There's a bag on the ground, and it's... Oh, there's a guy bagged up.
Bad guy.
Restricted. Here's your work order. Wait, it's a weapon.
You just have to show him the piece of paper.
Oh, the stabbing is so superfluous. Nothing personal.
Is that what what are you stabbing with? Was that a screwdriver? Or?
Oh, nice.
That'd be crazy if it was, yeah.
Yeah, 90s hair.
Hey, isn't that the girl from that show you like, Grey's Anatomy?
I don't know.
No.
I didn't see her for long enough. Wow. It's such a 90s office.
It really is.
Power suits. Look at those shoulder pads.
Should I take it out of full screen and see if it runs smoother?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Thanks for pushing that. Oh, no. We got a lag now.
I guess.
Oh, no.
The movie disappeared.
there it is.
More elevator.
You thought it does run a little bit
smoother.
Yeah. Yeah. Woman cut.
42.
It's a tall building.
Remember, honey.
To arm the bomb!
Oh. All gasping.
I love subtitles.
Ooh. Whoa.
So if they jump at the last minute, they'll be okay.
That's how it works.
Right?
Yeah. So if you don't know when the last minute is.
I never thought about that. Like, when you're in a falling elevator, you don't know how much time you have.
That's true.
You just got to do the math,
You look at the counter that tells you which floor you're on. Like, it's P2. We're almost there.
Is that really how those counters work?
I don't think so.
I
wonder if they... Do you think they've ever done this on Mythbusters?
They should.
It's too bad.
What button did you push?
Is that a joke, or is that, like... Because I feel like it should be a joke, but...
Yes, it's supposed to be.
Yeah. So we got emergency responders.
I love the descriptive captions.
Yeah. Seriously.
Woo!
Whoa, what the heck is that?
Oh, there goes the suspension on that car. There's no way. I forgot what city this is supposed to take place in.
It looks kind of like... I think it's Los Angeles now.
I like the spinning camera effect here. It is kind of like bullet time.
Yeah.
This is a precursor to bullet time.
His hair's so short.
Dude.
Yeah. Whoa.
He's such a kid.
It's supposed to be like pre-Point Break.
Thank you.
I think 13 Passengers, that's a little bit of symbolism there.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows that about espresso.
I was going to say, I'm really lost here. Right
yeah.
Now. I can't believe how technical this movie just got.
I know.
Also, I didn't remember any of this.
There's no bus yet.
Right.
Although, elevators are a form of transport.
I don't think I've ever been in an express elevator before.
Neither have I.
Yeah.
It's one of those things they only have in, like, legitimate big cities.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
More counting.
Have either of you guys ever done, like, a run up or down an elevator, not an elevator shaft, but, like, an actual stairwell in a huge building?
Not for more than a couple of floors. Yeah. Certainly not 30 of them.
Sounds painful.
Because it sounds like it'd be, like, a fun challenge, but it also seems like, yikes.
I think it's a sport. Like, yeah. There are people who do this.
Well, they actually do, there's, like, a thing where firefighters will get together and they'll do this like a fundraiser and
right.
They'll wear their turnouts and all their gear and they'll race up and down and
oh sure. Yeah, drills are a very spooky sound when you hear them from afar because they sound like a screaming child.
Is this an elevator in a haunted house?
I know.
That's why I like subtitles, because they say drilling continues. So you don't have to be too scared. Guns in elevator shafts seem like a bad idea right
yes.
off.
Yes.
Well, you know there's going to be a door on top, right?
Of course.
That's how elevators work.
I was listening to some comedian who had a bit about like getting into an elevator and looking around. And, like, there are no hatches. That's purely a movie construct. So, of course,
Here's
is this the maintenance guy? Is that the stabby maintenance guy?
That's him.
LA.
LA.
Now we know.
Yep. Have you guys ever been stuck in the elevator?
Never have, no.
My mother was.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, for like several hours.
Yeah.
What happened to her? I mean, obviously, she was on the show, so she's okay. But, I mean, like, what was the experience like for her?
Was it, like lights out, or...?
No. It was during the day. It was just stuck for whatever reason. I don't even remember why.
Okay.
But she was there for several hours.
Dang.
She just kind of hung out, didn't really panic, until she said... And this is, like, kind of public knowledge, so I'm not, like, talking trash on my mom here. But she said, like, as soon as she, like, got out, you know, as soon as they got her out, like, then she, like, started to break down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's such an intense experience, but you're not allowed to freak out.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, maybe that was the thing, was she was just kind of holding it all in.
Was it just her, or was there anyone else?
No, there was, like, she was at some teacher's conference.
Okay.
So an elevator
that would make
full
it
of
better.
Teachers.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're used to holding that together.
I think for some of them, it might have been a dream come true. It's like, finally, this is my way out.
Was there like a cut scene montage of all their greatest hits?
Yep.
Remember that time in the classroom when...
Gut feeling.
That
guy's really impatient.
I like the small talk idea. Just like sitting watching a bomb on top.
What
of
are you gonna
elevator.
Do?
Yeah.
What is the weight of the elevator have? What are you gonna lift it, Keanu? Are you gonna hold it up?
Looks like he's going for it now.
It's like there is no elevator.
I do like that, like, the two of you know what's going on, and two of us don't.
Except that I don't remember any of it.
I honestly thought this movie opened in with them already talking in the elevator. Oh. I forgot most of this beginning here.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Why are they on the roof all of a sudden?
Is this a crane or like a construction crane?
Yeah, because every building just kind of has them up there.
Yeah.
It's like once the construction crew finishes the building, they're like, okay, we'll just leave our shit up.
We'll just leave it
We're
there.
Done.
It was the 90s. It was during that big economic boom. Just cranes left and right.
Uh-huh. It was the Clinton era.
There you go.
The great economy of Clinton.
What are they doing?
What are they doing? Did they connect that to the elevator? Is that
they did?
They did.
They totally. I'm gonna be able to say that to somebody.
Seriously,
now it's like Mission Impossible.
I kind of said that to my bank today.
You need the guy.
I need the goddamn money now. And then you blew up their elevators.
I did.
Oh, is that woe number one?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Good call, good call.
Nice catch.
Panting. Quick.
Is this going to foreshadow what happens later in the movie? Do they like...
It does, actually.
Do they, like, put a winch on the bus?
Oh, I don't know about that.
He always looks surprised, Dennis Hopper. Just a constant look of...
He does.
Wait a minute.
Well, my theory is he's not entirely sure if he's in a movie.
Why am I in this room?
Wait, how did I get in this elevator?
I mean, seriously.
What is this thing I'm pushing? What is this button I'm pushing right now?
Oh, no. Explosions.
Shouting, screaming.
Elevator falling.
Ah!
This is what happens, Larry. This is what happens when you fuck with a guy who has an elevator tied to some explosives in the Alps.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice. Why is there a hole in the ground?
That's a good question. Yeah. Oh. It's a heavy elevator because it's bending the crane. Wait, who's early?
The son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah. But
Dennis Hopper.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, and there goes the crane.
Oh, look at it. Fly through the air.
And there goes the elevator.
Oh, no.
So now they're at, like, P1? See, that's what we'd actually be saying if we were inside the elevator. Yeah. But from, like, an outside perspective, it's funny.
Yeah.
I like that they get to drill into marble, too, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, just like this impenetrable stone, yet they have these diamond drill bits.
It's magic.
That's a good way metal. To get
decapitated. Oh, no. That just seems terrible.
Oh, you're right. It's going to happen. Watch your head.
Watch your torso.
Oh, she's out. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Honey, remember? Was that the honey remember lady?
Honey remember, yeah. Okay. Ooh, nice shot there. What.
Yeah, I guess if you're a misogynist, being in the emergency evacuation industry is a good thing.
Oh. Lost them.
I would imagine the person that made the Foley for this had a good time because it's like you just find some metallic thing that goes to one and you like keep on doing it for hours.
Uh-huh.
Come on,
raise pitch, lower pitch. I like come on lady as a thing from...
Yeah.
I mean, sure. you know what's going to happen.
There's always one person in every elevator.
There's always one person who screws it up for everybody else.
Wait, is his head inside of the...
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Oh, they got her out.
Oh, there go the legs.
Oh!
So they got everybody out of the elevator.
Wow.
Go, LAPD.
Seriously.
Zero fatalities.
Woo!
It's impressive.
Oh, my shoes! Keeping things in perspective.
Always compare an emergency evacuation to a sexual encounter. Yeah. Elevator sex. Love in an elevator. So this, I'm going to guess this is the guy who eventually puts a bomb onto a bus.
Oh, you're good.
Don't tell me, though.
Don't spoil it for our listeners.
Yeah.
I want to sit with that for a little bit and see if it's right.
Where would he go? He would need a purchase order.
How many elevators does this building have? We've got freight elevators and
express elevators.
Well, you know, it's fancy enough that they have multiple elevators because they can't. Like, they can't have, you know, people transporting goods in and out. Like, the copier paper can't show up in the regular elevator.
Right,
it has to come in the
freight
elevator. I've always thought that was a funny thing. This is like... It's kind of like the buddy cop thing, but also with weirdness.
Yes.
But can you imagine... The two of them would never do a movie together now.
Probably
not.
No.
You're right.
They've gone in far different directions.
I want to see Jeff Daniels in Bullet Time.
Doing what?
I don't know, playing his acoustic guitar.
It's a gun.
And scary music.
Symbols.
Oh.
Nice. The problem with bullets is they keep going.
Right.
So
right.
You can go up as far as you want, but...
I always wonder what happens to, like, when you shoot a gun into the air. Like, that bullet goes somewhere, right?
It goes down eventually somewhere.
Yeah. So, like, what does it hit?
Sometimes it hits people.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, nose lifts are no good. We're on one woe, right? Because that would have been a good place for a second woe.
That is. I'm a little surprised.
Yeah.
But he does have that look like he knows kung fu.
Right. Come on, put it together, Keanu. I'm going to get crushed from above.
It's going up.
I love the music.
Only it took him 20 floors, so...
He's in the elevator. You're not worth $3 million.
Actually, he's worth quite a bit these days.
These days. It was a different time.
Oh, yeah. I wonder what he got for this movie.
Pop quiz hot shot.
Fifty cops in the basement. Change the plan.
Ooh. Keanu, you gave it all away.
Freight elevator. Copy your paper coming in.
Oh, there's some quality lines there.
Oh, yeah. There's not too much to do about it.
Mister, I'm already there.
Well, is he a patriotic villain?
Yeah.
As some are, I guess.
There was a whole slew of, like, patriotic villains in the 90s.
We didn't have any other enemies, right?
That's true. Well, it was like, I mean, not to get too dark, it was the era of the Oklahoma City bombing as well. Uh-huh. There was, like, Under Siege was another one where, like, these guys came out and they were, like, ex-army. Or whatever. Oh!
Oh, nice. Flying through the air.
Oh.
Bullet time.
That would have been a good spot for it.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that applause?
Applause?
So applause.
Wow. Yay!
Oh, yeah. Applause. Wait a minute. Wait. Right.
Applause.
Oh. There we go. Out of an elevator.
Or was it?
The life of the terrorist bomb was taken.
Why did he shoot Jeff Bridges anyway?
Just to shake it up a little.
I guess because, you know, he couldn't hold himself up. And the bomber couldn't also hold up Jeff Bridges and or Jeff Daniels, I mean. And the, yeah.
He gets a medal for it anyways. He should be happy. Jack Traven. Otherwise known as Bill.
No, he was Ted.
Oh, he was Ted?
Yes.
Oh, you're right. Wait, so how long after Bill and Ted's movies would that have been?
This one?
Oh my God, he's still alive!
Oh, and he's watching this on TV. Wait. I didn't know you could do that.
There we go. Miller time.
Triple low.
What did you say? Triple low?
Triple low.
Oh, triple whoa.
Take that.
Hilarious.
I like that, everybody thinks that's a great, except for, of course, for Jeff. Mm-hmm. I also like watching movies like this and referring to people by their actor names.
Yes.
Because their character names are less memorable. Usually.
Whoa. What's going on there?
I think people are drunk dancing at this point.
Wait, how did they mention a body at all? There's a detail I'm missing here.
I was listening to somebody talk about drunk acting in movies and how, like, it's either really, really effective or really not. I don't think this is effective drunk acting.
They don't look drunk.
Not drunk enough.
But no. They're slurring.
Yes.
Like crazy.
They're just not saying deep enough things.
Right.
Luck runs out sooner or later.
Except that he does have the disheveled tie of a clearly drunk man.
Right.
It's like the universal signal, right?
Oh, here we go.
Yay, a bus! You know, I went to UCLA. I used to take that bus.
Okay, so I was going to ask, do you have experience with this particular line?
With that line, yes. I used to take it down to Venice Beach and Santa Monica from Westwood, like on the weekends, just for fun.
So how believable is that representation of that bus?
The The sign looks familiar.
Excellent.
So the sign is accurate.
Like terrible. Bus operators getting, you know, their dinner or something on the middle of a bus line.
Mm-hmm.
Had that happen one time when I was on the 71 at a
really?
Jack in the Box.
The guy just like pulled
just
over.
Just pulled
and
over.
Said,
was
I'll
in
be right
for like
back.
5 minutes getting a cheeseburger.
Oh, there's no bike rack on the big blue bus.
Oh, boo.
In that picture. I don't know if you caught that.
Mm, I didn't know.
I guess it was the 90s.
It's before bikes were invented.
Oh
no, Vinny!
No! But they just had this bonding moment.
They just had playful banter.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, boo. Go, Keanu, go!
Yeah. Do all bus drivers in movies come from New York? Because this is L.A., right?
Well, it's kind of a saturated market over in New York.
True. A lot of bus drivers trying to get out.
They come out west, you know, where there's a little bit more... open
elbow
spaces.
Room. Yeah. Did you guys hear the This American Life had a story? I think Radio Diaries was the Associated production, but they had this whole story about a New York bus driver who just like drove the bus to Florida.
Huh.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Just decided to take his.
Just like I've had it.
Yeah, I'm going south. And then he like wired the bus company or whatever.
Oh, payphones.
Okay,
payphones.
So. You see this in movies all the time. Some random payphone rings, and the hero goes and answers it. But
yeah.
Did anybody actually do that? Like, did you ever actually? But did you ever answer
like
a random
incoming calls?
Two years. Seems like an awful long time to come up with a bomb.
It does. These are the...
You just don't understand the kind of commitment he has.
Clearly.
Apparently Jack does not either.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it does take a while to assemble all the ingredients for a bomb without raising suspicion.
Also, 3.7 million just doesn't seem like enough. If you're going to blow up some people.
This was 94.
That's true. Your money went a lot longer back then.
It was the Clinton era.
I wonder if there was... Do you think there was a drop in bus ridership when this movie came out?
But it was 94. Did anybody ride the bus
movie?
In 94?
Is this, like, Speed brought to you by, like, Ford?
Just like they bought up all the railways and everything. Streetcars. There goes the line four. Out the window.
Nice. Please don't explode.
So he's not talking about that bus.
Oh!
Because that bus is on fire.
Focus, Jack.
Okay, Venice. I think I rode that bus like 2 summers ago.
Mm-hmm.
Go, Keanu.
So that would have been the bus... That probably would have been the line I would have taken from Westwood down to the beach.
Nice.
In order to get there on time, Keanu, you might have to speed.
Okay, there's the bus that we're looking at. And she's late for the bus. And you can tell she's kooky.
Yeah.
She's just a modern woman trying to make it in the world. She's going to night school. She's got her job.
One day, people write songs about this bus driver.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait,
I'm waiting. I'm waiting for that song to come out.
Yeah. So this is a good trope because it's like that's the kind of bus passenger that you expect, right? It's
right.
Like there are some people on the bus that you don't want to make eye contact with.
Yes. And then there's the annoying yuppie.
Wow. as annoying.
This, by the way, is Cameron.
Yes.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh,
how the mighty have fallen.
It's actually why I ride a bike, so you can avoid those unwanted conversations.
Right. That's the one downside of bus transport is that you really can't get away from the people that want to talk to you if you don't want to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to have some good, like, direct strategies to disarm people. Just be like, I need some alone time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, have
you
that
know what's
phrase.
Strange? If you know this, no one's on their smartphone.
True. It was the 90s, yeah.
Yeah.
That is a... I mean... That makes public transit easier to take these days, right?
Right.
Except usually the people that are talkers on the bus, not that talking is a bad thing, but the people that are talkers don't have smartphones.
That's true.
And really aren't interested in smartphones if they have them.
And they'll talk even if you have your earbuds in.
Right, right. So I was curious, is this a line that actually goes on the freeway?
I don't know. I know that there are certain lines that do.
Because this one in the movie is going on right now.
Yeah,
well,
clearly.
A lot of the Santa Monica buses do, don't they?
Yeah, we take the express from...
They get on the 10 to go into downtown.
Yeah. Are there 13 people on the bus?
Oh.
Ooh, good question. They're from all walks of life.
Yes.
There you go.
There's the talker.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
There's a couple. So that's a local talker as opposed to the tourist talker. I feel like tourist talkers are usually more like they come in groups and they talk to each other.
Yeah.
I love my car. I miss my car. I shouldn't be on this bus.
And yet she knew the bus driver's name.
Yeah, so she's taking the bus quite often, right?
Wow. It's probably a good thing she doesn't have a car. She sounds like she'd be a terrible driver. Just run them over.
Maybe, I don't think she understands how physics works.
Right.
Right.
Like, a bus can't
works.
Run over anything.
You don't just go up and onto a bus. Go, Keanu, go. It's pretty convenient that there happened to be a giant wreck right there.
Right. Yeah, that's good. Good for plot points. Wait, did he just break the bus window?
He did.
That guy really wants to get on the bus.
Come on, Keanu.
LAPD, but he's not in uniform, which makes it more dubious.
And now his car is, like, way back there.
At least he has his badge.
Move over, dude.
What?
I like that subtle, like, you know, race thing. This is my, I own this car. I didn't steal it.
Well, it is LAPD, by
yeah.
the way.
That's also kind of a, like, things change with time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious, as far as the era, like, this bus looks to be built in...
Like the 1940s?
I'm curious, was something like that in service in LA at this time?
I don't know. I feel like the ones I took were a little bit more modern looking.
Yeah.
Like the windows were bigger.
True. Yeah, yeah. And less angled.
Yes.
I mean, that was a style thing from a certain era of bus designs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think maybe
60s.
So it looked like it was going faster.
Nice.
Oh, okay, it's going to hit 50.
Hitting the magic number. Also, traffic would be moving a lot faster if this was actually L.A.
Yeah, I guess you would think.
What happens when they hit the red dot?
Not the red dot. When it goes over 50, then it arms the bomb.
It goes from green to red on the bottom of the bus, indicating that the bomb is now activated.
Oh.
It's like nonverbal explication.
Uh-huh.
You don't tell him that. Nice.
Could you still use that setup in a movie today that you would, like, write on something? Because I feel like fewer people have pens and paper sitting around.
That's true. Right. It would be like, text him!
Right, yeah.
What's your number?
Snapchat. What did that message say?
Dunked
out.
Bus driver must be, like, really confused at this point. It's like, do you want me to stop?
Right.
Or do you want
right.
me to
stop.
Go
fast? Wait, no, don't slow down.
I think the major problem with this premise now is that you wouldn't actually get up to 50 during rush hour
on
in L.A.
on the freeway.
Point. Seriously.
Also, do you think the buses would actually get up to 55 anyway? Or 50 even?
Well, if there was no traffic, they'd actually be going 70, but...
Whoa, do you see that cell phone? It's like this...
Yeah,
that wasn't
like
a cell phone. That was a car phone.
I like that he doesn't actually have a name. He's just
mm-hmm.
called the Bomber.
Mm-hmm. Love how this dude is just
exciting.
Flabbergasted by everything.
So the whole concept of switching drivers in motion, super dumb. Yet I have done this, and Aaron, I'm betting you have too.
Yes.
Oh. Wait, you've slowed, gone backwards like that and broke the door off?
To get on a bus, yes.
Yeah, the Taurus has a camera. So it's the sort of thing that happens.
Mm-hmm.
From time to time, you see something funny, you want to take a picture of it.
There's a whoa.
Oh. Was that his whoa?
It wasn't Keanu's.
Oh, okay. That's true.
There he is. Okay.
He's on the bus. Oh.
Oh. Water explosion.
In case you've ever wondered what's in those.
I was going to say, is that actually what happens? Oh.
Uh-oh.
Do we have a... No.
Network lag.
Network
there
lag.
He's... kind of shimmying himself on the bus, crab walk style.
You might know me.
That's a slight situation.
Remember that elevator thing that happened? Yeah, that's me. Got on the bus.
Oh, no.
Nice. It's always got to be the Latino kid, huh?
And we wonder why, like, profiling happens.
There's a certain amount of, like, yeah, set up in the movies.
I'm not sorry, though. I just don't want to go to jail.
I'm a bus driver.
I'm a hero.
Oh, you're
that's
just
not
making
the way
it
to
worse.
Do it. Oh, you shot
oh.
the bus driver.
So, okay. This is where exciting things happen, right? Okay, so... This is actually the part that I don't know, like, who drives the bus
right.
at this point.
Is it, what's her name, Sandra Bullock?
Sandra Bullock.
It is.
No!
I think this is, isn't this the role that made her famous?
I think maybe.
Really? This is the role that made her famous?
It was an early movie for her. I mean, what else was she in?
Was she in another movie?
Not The Net. That was Julia Roberts.
The Pelican Brief?
The Pelican Brief. Was that also...
No, wait.
That was Julia Roberts.
Erin Brockovich.
Wait, wasn't Sandra Bullock in Pretty Woman?
Okay, so he's not dead.
Mm-hmm.
He's just bleeding profusely.
Right. Like you do when you're shot. Is she doing New York, too? I feel like she has a New York accent.
You know, after saying
really,
it 50
she's
times.
Really perceptive.
Oh. She's perfect for this.
It's like opposite day.
He did say he wasn't a cop right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not a cop right now, you have to tell me. Yeah, I guess, so this is the morning rush, which means...
Which means there should be a lot more traffic out there.
You would think, yeah.
And a lot more helicopters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The televised high-speed chase.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so do they have the bus number written on top
this
of the bus?
This was the pre-AJ
oh, yeah.
era?
And they still do that.
There hasn't been, like, a really high-profile high-speed chase in a while I can think of.
That's true.
There hasn't.
People just...
We should start one.
For the case of, like, bicycling and stuff, I would say it's probably good, right? Didn't Harrison Ford did that in Indiana Jones? Went under the vehicle and, like, climbed on the whatever?
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
Except, what about, like, the transmission and stuff? Like, moving the, parts.
Yeah.
That's all, like, you know, under the hood of the... flat-fronted bus. There should be no way there's that much space under there.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, so he's down through the floor.
Nice.
Come on, man. Classic decoy.
It's like a floating duck in a pond.
This is like making the tourists stay.
Seriously.
Having a classic LA experience right here.
Ooh, nice watch.
That wasn't some cheap little Casio digital number.
Nice. Well, he's not a terrorist.
No.
That's true.
He spent like
a hole in the world. Wow.
A nice one.
Analog.
Aww.
Or digital.
Was it digital?
No. I think it was analog.
You'd think it would be digital. That's what they usually use.
Oh, there's
oh, no, traffic! Not the traffic!
Now it's getting realistic.
There you go.
So these are the kinds of things that
I was going to say, what fantasy land are they traveling that fast for that long in L.A.?
Right.
Oh, breakdown lane.
Oh,
no.
It's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ooh.
Big decisions.
Let's go 50 on the surface streets.
Yeah.
Right. Ooh.
More water.
Yeah, the water thing is kind of exciting. Like, I wouldn't mind trying that someday on a closed course.
Nice. Take out all those cars. Just...
all the signs.
You would think that would slow you down a lot.
The cars especially, like...
just shearing along people's driver's doors. I wonder, are there any bicycle confrontations in this movie?
I don't know.
I don't remember any.
But so here's the... LA is full of freeways, so why wouldn't they just...
why wouldn't they just take the 10, the 405?
You got it.
Yeah.
This is real, like, anti-public transit propaganda, you know?
Yeah.
Not only would it... yeah, the potential of exploding on the bus, but it'll take out massive property damage.
Mm-hmm.
I am actually curious. I mean, you bring up a good point about the whole conspiracy thing. Like, this could be it. What kind of computers are they rolling there?
Oh my god, ancient ones.
I think it's a Tandy.
Nice. TRS-80.
It's got two colors, light green and dark green.
That's right. And gradients.
Yeah.
Not gradients, but like interlacing.
Mm-hmm. I think I hear a dot matrix printer in the background.
Oh, yeah. That was a really common office sound back in the day.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that sound.
It was kind of calming
in a weird way.
Strange mechanical.
Like it would put digital sheep to sleep.
Nice.
I feel like if they're doing 50 miles an hour, they're probably going too fast for a bicycle to really feature into one of these shots.
That's true.
Unless they, like, kill the bicyclist. Because nobody's died because of this bus speeding yet.
That's true.
Which, it's not a reason, it's fiction, for one, but... okay, we got a pedestrian. We got a... oh. Okay, it's
trash truck.
Oh, geez.
Looks like they're driving down Wilshire Boulevard.
He said Western.
Oh, Western, yeah.
So, for you guys having spent time in this town, like, does that... are they fucking with geography right now, or is it... fairly consistent with reality?
Right.
Yeah. Uh-oh, baby carriage.
But again, why are they on surface streets?
Right. It seems like they could just, like, roll down the crash lane the entire time. On the freeway. The 10 to the 405.
Mm-hmm.
Even the 5.
Mm-hmm.
But can you do that?
Are you just, like, rattling off numbers right now?
I'm making up directions that sound
like uh-huh. Oh, no! I got the baby carriage!
Oh, thank God, it was
the
only
baby turned
cans.
Into
it's
cans.
Just food. Nothing important.
It's just a woman's livelihood.
Cans. He's so happy right now.
He does have a really strange grin.
It's like crazy hysterical woman.
Infanticide.
Yeah, that'd be bad if that was, in fact, the case. They made it all okay through movie magic.
Right.
Not the children!
There is a horn, right?
That's true.
You would think.
She has not employed the horn at all.
Mm-hmm. Why aren't they in school?
That's what I ask all the time. So they have a police escort now.
Nice.
That's helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the traffic signal thing, like in the Italian Job?
Wait, what?
Wait, was that the... no. Is that the one with the Mini Coopers?
Were they... yes.
Oh, yeah.
Where they rigged all the traffic signals to, like,
yeah.
Be green as they went through it?
Exactly.
But, like, with a police escort, all that's moot.
Where's Peter Kuntz when you need him? Ooh.
Oh. It's a good question
now, this is
here.
Something
so
I've always
physics
wanted to do on a bus.
I did actually take a plane once where they moved passengers around by your weight.
Really?
So that you were even.
Was there time for sensitivity in that sort of thing?
Well, this was probably about 15 years ago before people cared.
Okay. Before the Kevin Smith incident.
Whoa.
Nice.
On two wheels. Do you guys ever see those signs on certain roadways where, like, it shows a tractor trailer truck, like, on its wheels
tipping over?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I always see those signs, and I always wonder, like, how likely is it that that's going to happen?
Right.
I think it's more likely with a tractor trailer than with a bus.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually a bus doesn't go that fast. Wait, so did we determine that speed 2 was the one with the boat?
It is. Yes.
So next time boat month comes around.
So like next month?
Right. I mean, every month is boat month, really.
You know what I'm curious about, like whenever we find ourselves on the freeway is the runaway truck ramps.
Oh, yeah.
With the gravel.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
How do these work?
They do.
Don't, feel like really short.
Don't drive your car into it.
Have you tested one out?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
In Pittsburgh.
Mm. And what were you driving at the time?
It was a 73 Mercedes.
Wow. And does it work fairly quick, or do you get even close?
Yeah, I was basically buried up to my window in gravel.
Oh, really? They're that deep?
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
It's really like washy gravel, right? The idea is like trying to arrest any moving pieces
right.
as fast as possible.
Right. It's basically, strangely a big cushion of gravel.
Huh.
It looks really smooth, like it's a ramp almost,
right.
But the idea is you just sink right in.
It's more like a quarry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like a swimming pool of gravel.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to look that up on YouTube later.
Yeah. You have to, you have to get towed out. It's,
oh, wow.
It's not. It's pretty embarrassing.
Were you able to open the door, or did you?
No. Yeah, I had to climb out the window anyway.
There's some nice flirting going on.
Yeah,
here.
Seriously, I was going to say this is like full Ted mode right now.
Mm-hmm. And also, going back to that conspiracy theory, did anybody notice that somebody said, "Thank God for this freeway"?
Oh.
Wow.
And now we know.
Mm-hmm.
Speed brought to you by Ford and California DOT.
What is this guy's deal?
Now he's a little pissed. Wow.
Ow.
Flirtation. Maybe it wasn't his thumb. You know, this is basically the same character he played for The Martian. Except there he's like the head of NASA. But he's still pissed off and walking around skulking about with the organization.
Nice.
I haven't seen that movie. No. Thanks for ruining it. For
oh,
me.
Oh, sorry. Spoilers, lol. Got orders from a psychopath. Okay. Oh, wait.
Oh.
The black helicopter is his?
No, they're just news helicopters.
Oh, okay. So they're like neither good nor bad. Unless one is good news and one is bad news. I love how they're just like having a relaxed conversation.
Mm-hmm. At 50 miles an hour.
Yeah.
To it, yeah.
Only in the 90s could you say that.
Yeah. No, cultural sensitivity has changed quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Are they here to help us? No, they're the police.
Hide.
It's best to just pretend they're not there.
Uh-oh.
I like that he is, well, he's on a pension because he's got these, like, nice jewelry things.
Right.
Nice bracelet there.
Oh, and a lot of TVs. Room. Wow.
Mm. Wow. And a computer.
Yeah. What was that, an Apple IIe?
That looks more like a... like a, like an early DOS machine. Norwood. Classic truck driver name.
Oh.
You have in fact been shot. You got that camaraderie. So what would happen if you hadn't picked her up that day, right? Like, I mean,
you'd have the tourist driving.
That's oh my true. God. Nobody wants that. Where do I go? Where do I go?
Oh, come on. It's like they've never done this before.
Right.
So you get trained to do this, right, Brock?
Precisely. This comes standard with all bus operator training.
After, like, how to open the door, it's like, how to ride next to a moving flatbed to discharge passengers.
What I'm not telling you is that...
when in a hostage situation.
I have, in fact, seen this movie before.
It was in my training class.
Last month's in service.
Nice. Uh-oh, look at that expression on her face.
She's going to jump.
She's going to do it.
Oh, yeah. And this that means bad news for her.
Yeah, it does. It's going to be
crazy
bad.
Eyes. Oh, they're on
how does she know
basis.
Her name?
Because she rides this bus every day. Uh-oh.
And
so what
no, Helen. The little stairway platform.
Okay.
Yeah.
So not the whole bus, just that one piece?
Yep.
Okay.
Just the stairs.
Yikes.
Wow.
With Helen.
So they've got more than, he's got more than one bomb on the bus, clearly.
Oh, that's quite a mm-hmm. system. And he can activate them by touch tone, so.
Fancy. Oh, look at that.
I thought I saw on the side of the bus it said intercity bus. Is that accurate labeling?
I don't know. Maybe it does travel between different cities.
Yeah. Okay. Because so. how many transit systems are there in the LA area? It's like at least three, four, or five?
Yeah, there's a bunch.
Yeah.
And Caltrans, or do they run the train, right?
Caltrans is state of California.
Oh, okay.
But there's, like, Metrolink, then there's L.A. Metro.
Metro is, like, the whole of the L.A. region, train and bus. But then you've got a lot of cities outside of L.A., but in the bubble also have their own. So Santa Monica, Pasadena, Long Beach.
They all operate their own.
They have their own
districts
system.
Or whatever? Okay.
Yeah.
This whole scene sort of comes out of nowhere. Like, they're all, like... discussing the merits of their lives right now. How does this move the story forward at all?
It is the classic lifeboat scenario.
You have to throw a little bit of emotion in there.
Sweet trike box out there.
I was just about to comment on that.
That right there, that moment on Keanu's face. That's what made him a star.
Okay.
And I can emote.
He has, like, two emotions,
mm-hmm.
and he was emoting really hard
mm-hmm.
right there.
You doing okay, Sandra Bullock? I really liked you in Runaway Bride.
Wait, you mean that's not Julia Roberts?
Wait, wrong one!
You're robbed.
Ocean's 11.
Mm. Wait, what? No, she was actually... I think one of the movies that did make her famous was that one in... Chicago where she took the train every day. Then there was this guy that she saw on the platform of the train, and she, like, fell in love with him. And then he got pushed off into the track one day, and she, like, rescued him.
I hate to admit that I know this film.
I can't remember what it's called, but I remember watching it in high school.
While you were sleeping.
Yes, one. Right.
Oh, right.
And then while he's in a coma in the hospital, and she thinks that she's in love with him, she actually falls in love with his brother. It's very complicated.
Played by Bill Pullman,
yes,
not Bill Paxton.
It incorporates public transit.
But again, transit.
Right. Yeah, so we got all kinds of public transit movies we could do. I was thinking about other bike movies. We haven't done Rad yet. We've talked about it.
Oh my god.
So great.
You should go back in time to what is it, Quicksilver?
Kevin Bacon. Oh
yeah.
I like it, you know, American Flyers.
That's true. One.
There's so many good bike movies in culture.
And no good bus movies.
Very few.
Case in point.
Oh, this is like when they were building the freeway. That's
way
why there's no traffic.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember this scene coming up.
What do you remember about it?
I remember the bus flying through the air.
Okay.
Yep.
With the greatest of ease.
Nice. Just like the man on the flying trapeze.
Exactly.
What is the matter, Jack?
Oh, no, he tells the passengers before he tells the driver.
Ooh, so this will be
There's
exciting.
A chink in the system.
Oh, no!
They should build more freeway.
Clearly.
Why is there a gap?
This movie brought to you by ODOT.
Whoa.
Hey,
there's something playing. Being projected. They're playing a movie outside.
Wait, say what?
Yeah.
There's a.
I'm distracted by the other movie
projected outside our studio right now.
Wait, was that the trike outside? Was
yeah,
that the
had
projector
a,
trike?
Had a projector on it.
That's hilarious.
Wow.
This is interesting.
Do you know what they're showing?
It's some sort of cartoon.
Okay.
It's not
animated.
Speed.
No.
Speed the animated movie.
This is kind of a cartoon.
It is.
Oh, right. Secure your cargo so it doesn't become a flying projectile. See, that's something we do get trained
in. Oh, look at how nice. He takes the kid off the handcuffs.
Don't ask that question.
That's a dumb question.
Is it gonna
work? You know he's going to say yes.
Yeah.
Of course it's going to work.
Do you really want to know that it's not going to work?
Is this going to work? Well, to be honest,
cue the music.
I'm not entirely sure.
Oh, you're on your own, Jack.
All right.
So
here it comes.
Guilty admission.
Yes.
After, like, maybe the third time seeing this, my friend and I, at this point, When the bus flies through the air with the greatest of ease, we stood up from our seats and saluted.
Nice.
The bus. Or the movie screen, really.
I like it.
Well done. Well done. As you should. Hey, there goes the orange line outside.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and a freight.
Ooh, double train.
Nice.
What does it mean?
There's all sorts of stuff going on out there right now.
I do like...
There's we need to open the windows more often.
Mm-hmm. As if it wasn't obvious.
Right. As if someone was driving on this portion of the
road.
Okay, so the physics of this, I mean, just indulge
me. Is this
me.
Even
I
possible?
Don't know.
Wouldn't you need a ramp? Wouldn't you have to, like, launch up somehow?
Right,
because
there's no loft.
It's going to immediately fall.
Gravity is stronger than the forward trajectory of the bus,
oh,
but
my.
Let's see what happens here.
It's like the Wile E. Coyote.
Oh, wait.
So where's it?
But see, look at... You see how far it falls down, and then it's like, oh, let's just make shit up.
I guess maybe if, like, the launching point was elevated above where they were landing.
Right.
But what did they launch off of?
I mean, if it was just generally, like, I don't know, taller, they'd kind of fall into...
Wow.
Could it be a public funding issue where they didn't really have enough... That was why they hadn't filled the gap yet. Because
they were striping bike lanes somewhere and
tunnel.
Robbed the
freeway. Right, right.
Exactly.
Nice. That guy totally looked over. Yeah. I was like, what's going on in there?
I mean, if I had been on that bus, I would be ecstatic and hugging strangers. The only guy that's not excited is the tourist, and he should be.
This is almost as exciting as being in the Beer Mongers when the Timbers won.
Oh, seriously. Less dangerous.
Oh, look at, he's taking care of her.
Aw. Good thing she has those bangs.
Yeah.
To cover up the wound.
L.A.
To go into the airport?
Yeah.
Oh, because then they can just cut cookies on the runway.
You got
That's
it.
Right.
Okay.
And this is, you know, pre-9/11, so...
Right.
You can just
So you can just drive your bus
through the chain link fence and nobody's going to...
Oh, no.
Wait, did they drive over...
They drove the right way over the spikes, though.
Not the spike. They didn't get cut by the spikes and the tires.
Right.
Let's hope it's built.
Wow.
Wow. So this was like really in the middle of the Clinton boom.
I guess, yeah. That was like everything was exploding.
Thank you, NAFTA.
Oh. Look at his face. It's like greedy little tourist.
But really, that whole interaction right there encapsulates the sort of difficult relationship that every local has with a tourist in their town.
Yes.
Right.
I mean, how many times have you guys been on the bus or Max and, you know, had an interaction exactly like that with a tourist?
Yeah.
I've already seen the Tillicum Bridge.
Right. Yeah.
Non-sequential bills.
What's the deal with, like, sequential bills? Why are they, like, so...
I think the idea is if you get a bunch of sequential bills, they know you got them from a bank vault or something because they're all in a stack and they've never been used or circulated. Whereas if they're non-sequential, then you can, like... Then it looks like you got them by doing an honest 10 years work or something.
Gotcha.
So it's not suspicious when you know, show up and pay $60,000 cash for a new car.
Because the first thing anybody does is look at the bills and like, wait, these are in sequence.
That's my thought. Like,
well, couldn't you just, like, you know, take every third bill?
Like, or make shuffle them up. Yeah.
You know, make a big pile, roll around it, and then take it to the car dealership.
Who is Scrooge McDuck? And
I mean, who'd be so lazy that you just, like, slide money over?
Wait a minute. These are all in secret. You got these from a vault, didn't you?
Oh, he's getting cocky now.
Whoa.
No danger. But I kid. We love Keanu Reeves. I like that LAPD has a big tractor trailer unit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tourist.
You're in love
Who
with
could forget
driver,
about you,
right?
Sandra Bullock?
Right.
Like Julia Roberts steps height. From one to the next, yeah. And then he steps on the running board of the SUV.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be fun, because that's 50 miles an hour.
That's a pretty extended running board there.
Yeah. Also, that was a lot easier than when he got on.
Yeah.
That's true.
Why didn't they do that? Like Harrison Ford. Now, isn't there actual bus shuttle service at the LAX?
Like, yes.
From terminal to terminal? So this wouldn't be super unusual. It's just going faster than most of those would be.
Well, except I think she's on the runway.
Oh,
where
right.
The planes are supposed to be.
Okay. But I feel like the shuttle service, at least, well, not the actual runway, obviously. Step behind the yellow line.
Yeah. Oh, ooh. Nice.
Kind of curious, like, how much gas does the bus carry? Like, is this, like, a feasible, realistic distance given
right.
the speed?
At some point, it's going to
it seems like, you know.
Well, you would think they'd have to be able to drive for a while. They don't fuel up between every go-round.
Yeah, it would depend on probably the bus. I think I have, like, a 32-gallon tank on mine or something like that.
And that lasts a whole day, or do you have to...
Although that's propane, too, so... As far as diesel fuel, I mean...
But what kind of gas mileage do you get?
Not great. Especially not... Yeah, it's about 9.5, I think.
Oof.
But, again, that's propane, so... Wait, so he's on a dolly that's going
nice.
At 50 miles an hour.
Yeah.
That
don't run over him.
Han Solo ain't got shit on me.
Fast ship. She's fast enough for you,
mm-hmm.
old man.
You better hope that...
There's not enough clearance there.
There's no space.
It's one of those old school buses.
Suck in that belly.
Yikes. And so how does this work when they go around corners and shit?
That's a mystery.
That was a gosh darn.
Gosh nice. Darn.
An R-rated movie.
Is it R-rated?
I'm impressed. I think so.
Really?
Is it? Maybe it's not.
I thought it was only PG.
Yeah.
Maybe just for intensity.
Do they still rate movies? Have I just not paid attention in a long time? Or?
Yeah, that's the interesting thing. Is
aren't they all just R?
Yeah.
Unless it's like a kid's movie.
PG-13 is like soft R.
Lowercase R.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and it depends on like what it's for, too. It depends on what you're sensitive to. Like,
right.
I could watch sex scenes all day, but I don't want to see any violence.
Right.
But that's the opposite of what people...
Or show me all the violence, things. Just don't curse.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or show me, like, scenes of teen partying, but not... So Adele and I started watching Mean Girls the other day, and that's the rating for Mean Girls is, like, what, language and something and
teen partying?
Scenes of teen partying. Yeah.
Wow. That's what earned it a, what, PG-13?
PG-13, I believe,
sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I've always wondered if, like, because you always, you know, hear about red wire, green wire during, like, these bomb deactivation scenes.
Right,
is that,
right.
Is there, like, a...
No.
Like a style guide to creating bombs?
Like, this footnote was not correctly attributed. I mean, if I was a bad guy, and we don't advocate that bad guys do bad things, but if I was a bad guy and I wanted to be smart about it, I'd use all black wires.
That's true. Yeah.
But, okay.
Or just reverse them.
I've thought of this.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the thing, is if you're wiring a bomb, you still got to know which wires...
That's
you
true.
Are wiring from
oh,
one thing
yeah.
to another.
Like as you
yeah.
build it.
Yeah.
So then you have to spray paint them black.
That's true. Do it in color, but then paint them black when you're done.
There you go.
Oops.
Uh-oh, what
things
happened
getting squirrely.
Here?
Oh, and now he's stuck.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
Did he come out the back? Is he still alive?
Is he under the bus?
Did I run him over and not notice?
That would be bad. This is kind of like that elevator thing.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Except now it's horizontal.
There you go. There was foreshadowing with the steel cable in the elevator.
So it wasn't a waste of time.
Yeah.
It was a lot of setup, right? I mean, at least I think. Oh, he is right in front of the duels.
Nice. Come on, use those arm muscles for something.
Whoa.
Oh, no!
I can't imagine that's how
he's
works.
Holding on to the bottom of the undercarriage. Oh, now he's doing full Harrison Ford. I do like that there's a panel that you can just, like, lift. Oh, and now he's
covered. Oh, no, he's lost the gas.
That's how he kept from dying.
All right, this calls for another drink.
Amen.
Sponsored by the Beer Monitor, Southeast Division at 12th. On the line for...
Yeah.
Come on, use that core strength.
Seriously. Do your Pilates. So, have they haven't turned yet, I don't think. I don't think any runway is that long.
Right. True. Good point.
I mean, I know it's fake.
So, what?
Yeah. Well, oh,
this isn't a documentary?
Spoilers. Spoilers.
I like how everybody came together here in this moment to save the cop.
Yeah.
They all put their differences aside.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Aww.
A complete jerk.
Except for Sandra Bullock.
Yeah,
you're still alive, tourist. Dude.
That's descriptive.
I was starting to fall in love with you, man. And then you thought I made me think I killed you.
Now I gotta run away.
That
like
does
a bride. In a movie, what's name I can't remember.
And now they're running out of gas.
Oh, right. I love the idea of a fuel truck.
Yeah.
A refueling midstream, like in motion.
Hey, do it with planes, so, you know, why not?
Right. Sure. Planes don't run into anything usually. I mean,
this could be like a great business.
It's really draining out there really
refueling.
Quick.
That's right.
Oh, it got really quiet all of a sudden.
Oh, they found his house.
Found a house.
Oh, okay. Wait, how did they find it? We didn't get that explication.
Yeah, they didn't have Google back then.
Right.
But they found it. You missed the part where they found out he used to work bomb squad for the Atlanta PD.
Okay, thanks.
And he retired near your parents, Russ.
Where's that? Like, is he in
this
the valley?
Up the street from your parents.
Yeah, Sun Valley.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you remember this happening growing up? Did you see a bunch of cop cars pull up in the street
before?
It seems all vaguely familiar now.
Do you remember seeing Jeff Daniels in his hot outfit?
I always wonder what happened to my uncle.
Got some pretty swanky furniture.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
What's going on out there?
I don't know. There's some guy, like,
dancing around by the bikes.
In front of the bikes, but not, like... Okay, so something blew up.
Oh, no.
The house blew up. Oh, he rigged his house.
Uncle Jeff!
Yikes.
Oh, no.
Now he can't walk and some other things.
And he can't be conscious.
Good thing you have the riot gear and stuff. SWAT gear. See, that's the language that would get in an R,
mm-hmm.
especially in 1994. Howard Payne.
We're all going to have to Google that afterwards.
Yeah, no kidding. So he's not at his house, now that we know that.
Yeah.
Is there an actual Pershing Square?
Uh-huh.
There is.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a cool place
to hang
out.
Is there a garbage can on the northeast corner?
Yeah.
Probably.
I check it for money every time I go.
I do kind of like, when I see things in movies, like obscure things.
Yeah.
That are, like, legitimate real locations, I totally want to go and see them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So. Did you guys see that new Black Mass about Whitey Bulger? It's set in Boston, but it makes me want to go find, like, things from that movie that are in Boston.
Because he'll be there in a few weeks.
I'll be there, yeah, very soon.
Yes.
Maybe when someone is watching Speed while listening to us.
Nice. They can go check out Pershing Square.
Totally, yeah.
See if there's money in that trash can.
Oh, nice. Hey, purple and orange could go there.
That's
oh,
yeah.
They could. Yeah.
This is an interesting acting choice for Sandra Bullock because, like, she has to kind of give a compelling performance from basically one position.
Yes.
That's true.
Like, at the very beginning of her arc, she is running for the bus, and then for the rest of the movie, she's sitting.
This is, it's kind of like a play, really.
Oh, it is, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like
some sort of experimental theater.
Wasn't there that movie, like, that unfolded with a guy completely just talking on his cell phone in the car?
Oh, yeah. Like, Cellular?
Seriously?
No. Brought to you by Verizon. No, it's like he had heard like about some tragedy, and the whole movie is him driving in the car talking.
Oh no, that was a newer one. Yeah. I remember hearing about that. I was actually kind of intrigued.
Yeah, and there was another one that was like this guy that was buried alive, and like the whole movie took place with him like in the casket. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But he has a cell phone.
Yeah. Okay. But he has a cell phone.
It's kind of like a new take on Rear Window.
That's one of the best movies ever.
Rear Window.
Anyway. Oh yeah.
Did you see the terrible remake called Disturbia?
No, just the idea of a remake is just wrong. I did see Rear Window in a movie theater though.
Oh nice. That'd be a good way to see it.
Yeah.
Ooh, good question.
Dun dun dun.
So I'm curious how this guy, like, because he doesn't seem to have any other transit connections. Like, he's not a retired transit worker. So how did he hotwire the security camera on the bus?
He had a work order.
Okay.
Yeah. He had a work order.
He spent 2 years planning it.
That's true. He did.
Beer's pretty malty.
That's pretty good.
Which beer do you have?
It is, let's see if I can read it in the dark. It's a Stormbreaker. Dry hopped red ale.
Dry hopped. So two people wrote in and told us the difference between dry hop and wet. Dry hop and wet hop?
So what's the difference?
And I forget. No, I think...
We need a third.
I feel like it's something to do about... At what point do you introduce the hops in the brewing process?
That's what I thought, too, but I think dry hop means it was, like, pellet hops, like preserved hops, and wet hop would be, like, fresh hop.
Gotcha.
I think.
Right.
But...
But fresh hop is a different thing, totally.
Someone listening to this is going to be screaming at me.
I told you guys!
I thought you knew about beer!
I appreciate beer. Oh, yeah.
The right fuel light's on. Oh, no.
Oh.
Like a GIF.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
like an animated GIF.
They're going to trick him.
I swear, someone has to have made that GIF, right?
Oh.
That'd be a gift to make when we get home.
There you go. Oh, and see, conveniently, he was in the bathroom.
Here you go.
That's because he drank that beer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's an LAX shuttle.
Yeah.
What's up with that funky door?
It's a door in the front of the bus.
Uh-huh.
See,
how are they
going to
rig that?
Whenever I see that, I always want to drive, like, whatever I see that I've never driven before. I'm like,
oh.
Yeah. Okay, so they're gonna load all these people onto the other bus while he's distracted.
Okay, go.
Wait, are there choppers overhead?
No,
because it's restricted airspace.
Okay, yeah. Strategic.
Weren't you paying attention?
No, not really. Thanks for filling me in.
Who's going to be the last person?
Somebody who's going to whine.
It's going to be the tourist, huh?
Yeah.
Guy with the blazer.
I can't do it.
Yeah, I guess somebody has to go, right? We know it's not Sandra Bullock. And we know it's not Keanu Reeves because they have to come back and pilot a boat.
Wait, are they both in it?
Pilot the boat.
I thought they were.
Do it.
Come on,
don't
dummy.
Look down. Oh, yikes. That pair of pants is not what it was.
Oh, ooh, tourist, dude. Wow. Come on.
He must have had a lot of coins in his pants.
Or he had like a shin replacement.
Ah, my metal knee!
Suddenly is tuning into every radio station. So it's just the two of them on the bus now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, and they're steering directly into, like, a plane.
Nice.
Because, you know, you've been going in circles this whole time. Might as well steer into a plane.
But
right.
We've never seen them turn a corner.
Until just now.
Until just now.
Right.
Which means you don't want to take off in a plane from LAX. Because it takes forever. Ooh. Okay,
nice.
Let me set the accelerator and then, like, bail.
Uh-huh.
So they teach you this in bus training, right?
Yes. Yeah, this is the sort of thing they tell us about all the time.
Uh-huh. How to tie a rope around the steering wheel.
Always keep a length of shock cord.
They do tell us to secure things because we don't want to have things flying around in a situation like this. Okay, so here they go.
This is the sexy scene.
Seriously.
Are you ready?
Sliding out, really?
Are you ready?
How sexy is it? Oh, wow.
Mooching.
They're both together. They're both holding onto the shock cord, if you know what I mean.
You always got to throw some emotion in.
Oh, yeah, and then they're on like a sked.
Wow.
Look at it.
This is like
listen
triumphant
to that fanfare.
Music. Yeah. They're rolling through safety cones in the dirt. And there goes the bus, right into the hangar.
That was convenient.
The shock cord's coming undone.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait.
Now it's
going to
come right back.
Loop around towards them.
And
hey, check out the wheels on this bike.
It's like Herbie the Love Bug. It like, has a mind of its own.
It does.
Well,
onto
is it
the
plane.
Plane.
Into
an airplane.
Right
in.
It's
going to
explode.
You
full of passengers.
Oh, no.
You
the courier.
You could not make this music to, or this movie today.
Oh.
Wow.
Someone's not getting their birthday present.
Oh, boo.
I remember I was waiting for a package one time, and...
And it never came?
The tracker said, like, delayed due to weather or something. And I was just wondering, like, am I actually going to get that package?
What happens to packages? Do you have to, like, file an insurance claim if that happens?
I mean, yeah, like, do they know? There was actually a great... So, 99% Invisible, another podcast I want to mention. They had this episode that they shared from another podcast about the Dead Letter Office, like,
the
stuff in the U.S. mail. Apparently, they have a warehouse full of shit from, like, the last 50, 60 years.
Wow.
That people have lost in the mail. And if you say, hey, I lost a book, you turn in your claim, you end up getting, like,
every book.
A box of books, but they're not the books you ordered. They're, like, cookbooks from the 70s.
Wow.
So, yeah. Check that one out sometime.
It's amazing. But it's only the post office. It's not, like, UPS,
just the
too.
U.S. mail. Yeah, exactly. Everyone else has their shit together. Wow, so they're okay.
Yeah, they're
and
still,
now
like,
they're
you know,
in
he's
love.
Still sort of a little too close for comfort there.
He's got that same grin. He's emoting number two.
Uh-huh,
right?
Uh-huh.
Emotion number one was happening for most of the movie.
Sandra Bullock's making that face like, why did I agree to do this again?
So they've been going at least 50 miles an hour for the last hour.
Yeah.
And now...
Think of all that adrenaline.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And now the burning plane.
Time for a drink. And some weird dancing.
Oh. That's a good boss.
Just kidding.
You gotta fill some shit out.
Don't bother getting up, by the way. You know, just lay there. It's okay.
Just lay there on top of this strange lady you met just a few hours before.
Buy a new bus for LA.
Oh, see, now they can trap him in Pershing Square.
Wait, is there going to be an elevator again? You know, police cars of a certain era, those ones, the, like,
yeah.
Is that the Crown Victoria?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a...
The long and boxy.
Sexy car.
Possibly a Lincoln Town car.
The square one, uh-huh. Yeah.
Good sight lines, though, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, they'll keep you safe. A lot safer than on a bicycle. I swear.
Right, why are we, like, focusing on the ambulance?
You wait.
Oh.
Of course, why would he take the ambulance?
Right.
Decoy. Diversion. Or wait, no. She was getting her wounds, like, swabbed with alcohol.
Yeah, but what does Keanu need to be there for?
For her. Oh, they developed a mm-hmm, relationship under intense pressure.
Mm-hmm. And then she's going to be dumb.
Yep. And the medics are, like, filling out paperwork. And
right.
So they're not paying attention.
They're like, she whatever.
Says, hey, what happens? Oh.
There's a dude
sanitation.
On a trash truck.
Wait, is he taking trash out of the trash truck and putting it into the...
I love that they're washing from a haircut place.
Nope, they're actually, yeah. Mm-hmm. They are collecting the trash. Oh, wow, they're all there together.
One big happy family.
And now they're at Target.
Uh-oh.
The big red ball.
The jig is up.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he knows.
Yeah, he does.
He knows. Who else is there with him?
Yeah, was that another person? Oh my god, is that an animated GIF?
This is new technology
what
to
be. Yeah. A lolcat. Okay, so he's making the drop in person as himself.
Uh oh. He's gonna get that hostage.
Oh, he is a cop. Uh oh. He's a cop. He was supposed to tell us. So the haircut, they're changing the price on it right now. Razor cut was $10 or no, $10. Shave $7. Don't know how much a haircut cost there though. I haven't had my haircut recently and I really want it cut soon. I guess to do something else.
Yeah.
This is like, this is why we need good crosswalks. But also...
Slower traffic.
This is like 24, where like, How could it possibly all happen this way? How could it all happen in this amount of time? When do they sleep? When do they eat? When do they pee?
When do they take a natural?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you
wow.
do?
Mm-hmm.
That was like the catchphrase for this one, right?
Oh, no.
So I'm covered with dynamite. Kind of like that bus I was driving. You're not an asshole.
Oh, no, Keanu.
Oh, it's you.
Why didn't you stay in the ambulance?
Yep.
Joke's on you. There is no Boy Scout marching song.
That's right. I do kind of have a problem with, like, the way they write villains in movies. Like, when a villain has some quirky personality. Sometimes I wish it was just, like, straight acting.
Is he going to shoot her in the leg?
Oh, yeah. Foreshadowing. Foreshadowing. Oh, yeah.
That is beautiful.
Logical.
Right. Oh, wow. Getting deep here.
That is deep. Yeah.
Super deep.
This is like Rooney and some shit.
It's what you get for retirement.
Yeah.
Poor people.
Oh.
What?
What?
Oh, because
he's eccentric.
Oh, right. Uh-huh. Right. Okay. Yeah, the classic distinction.
Mm-hmm. More profiling.
There we go. He's clearly not a punk. by 1990s standards. He's not a punk. I mean, his haircut is short, but not like...
You know. Oh, he's on the...
Oh, yeah.
He's on the light rail.
He is.
You know, the LA light rail actually has the best system for bicycles on
Does
any
it?
Mass transit that we've
How
been
so?
On. Well, they just took away seats, and there's, like, this, like, empty
oh,
wall
nice.
That you just lean your bikes on.
So, on
you
know, every car, or?
Yeah, like actually place? On every car. Yeah,
like, the newer trains, the Gold Line, are a little bit more like the Max cars.
Okay,
but,
yeah.
The red, the blue lines,
yeah.
for sure.
It's like you don't have to carry them up and put them on the hook or anything. And
right,
you can it'll accommodate, like, cargo
mm-hmm.
bikes and everything.
That's cool.
Yeah.
See, that's what
And it's a nice
missing.
Long space, so you could
yeah.
probably take a...
Like, extra cycle
yeah.
or... I ended up taking my cargo bike on it before. Mm-hmm.
This really is a multimodal.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Multimodal adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And really, this is like the
Not
college.
Making any of it look good.
Everyone's been in this situation.
Right.
The train's moving, you still want to get on
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And you just can't
He's
get on
He's just
going to,
like, muscle those doors open.
He is Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, come on.
He knows Kung Fu.
Oh.
I think the alternative title of this movie was... Transit, where crime happens.
Brought
yeah.
to you by the Ford Motor Trust.
And Caltrans. So it looks like they're on the red line.
Yeah. But here's the thing. They're calling it the westbound. But westbound from downtown, there is no westbound from downtown.
Also, you wouldn't call it, like, the westbound. Because... Unless it's like, that's the, oh.
But that's what the radio, like the operator on the other end of the radio.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So here's the.
And with his last act,
also,
he
like
hits the throttle. And the train will now pick up.
Also, the driver speed. Windows are like blacked out
yeah.
in the actual car. You couldn't like see the driver and shoot them.
It's because after watching this movie.
That's
right. true.
Everyone's like, oh my God,
Hold
that
on.
Might happen.
We gotta do something about these trains here.
At least this movie's not sexist. I think this is an anti-recruitment tool for transit workers.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's cool. Thanks.
If you're not careful, you might get shot.
Oh, wow. He's doing the whole, like, on-the-roof crawl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Low clearance in the tunnel. Oh, yeah. Even lower clearance with signal lights and stuff. How does he know?
Yeah. Magic.
Is it chocolate?
Oh no! They marked the bills!
Ooh. Did it blind him? And they're just sequential.
Yeah.
So, does that mean you can't use money that's been colored by paint?
I mean, what if you just accidentally spilled paint on your bill? So it's like, hold on a second, I'm calling the cops.
Maybe it's a particular color.
Your wad of cash fell out during a paintball fight.
Yeah.
Oh, now she's all alone again.
Oh, no.
It's blowing right past the stop. Or was
on
it?
A speeding train this time.
So how much subway is there in L.A.?
There's actually a fair amount. Okay. There is a lot.
Okay. Yeah.
So he just lost his gun, right?
Yes.
Just him and his dukes right now.
Yep.
Oh, way to go. And the trigger.
I've always wondered how, like, fighting on top of trains has become, like, a genre of fighting.
It really has.
You know?
It's like any action movie worth its salt has at least one scene where, like, two people are tussling on top of a train.
Yep.
What was that, that Lone Ranger movie that came out? There was, there was a lot of train stuff on that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He is smarter.
Mm-hmm. But he's also not paying attention.
Not a lot of foresight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Yep.
Smack.
Ooh.
Oh. Man, they made it look like he took his head off.
Bad way to go.
Taller.
Touche.
This movie is heightist.
Seriously.
Pain, spelled P-A-Y-N-E, by
He's
the way.
In pain.
Wait. The bad guy's name was Pain? Nice.
Yeah.
Let me slip into something more
Let me take this off.
You gotta stop the train.
They're not done building the track.
Oh my God, California! Can you finish anything?
Apparently not.
Wow, that's not a very good emergency brake if it sparks.
Well, does it help when you pound on it?
It's an emergency. It should be able to take a little pounding.
I think you're supposed to pull those.
Does not read instructions.
Undo me, Jack.
I don't have the key.
I don't have a gun either. What else do you have?
Nothing
to
hold.
Bulging muscles. And a watch.
Oh, wait.
How about a saw?
Right. Oh, there
oh yeah, karate
he's got kung fu.
He does know kung fu.
Nice.
If only we could slow down the action and move the camera around a little bit.
Okay, so kung fu didn't work so far?
Mm-mm. No.
I'm not going without you.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
yeah, see?
Go.
Under construction.
And we're going to hop it. There we go.
What is with you in jumping things, Jack?
The physics work way different on a train, though. That's the
thing. Yeah, there's no place to go up.
I'm curious to see how this works out.
Wow.
All right.
Train accelerating.
That is one of my favorite sounds.
Oh, look at that face.
So as opposed to...
It's the, we're all going to die, you stupid idiot.
That's right. That's what got her the lead in Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh, wait, what? You mean while you were sleeping?
You know, it's okay that we're on this train together, because we love each other. Even though we've only known each other for half a day, and most of it's been a fairly tempestuous
really
emotional experience. So it says end of line. Do they know?
I love that they're actually constructing it. Like, there's
right.
people working.
Okay.
There's people working on the train, at least. They weren't working on the freeway.
That's how it should be.
Well, that's why they weren't working on the freeway. It's all those public transit funds.
Darn it.
Oh, I see. Okay. And it's still going full bore. Holy shit. Get out of here.
Men shouting.
Men shouting.
That's like, oh, yikes.
Run, dude! Wait, where is it going?
That wasn't so bad.
Not really so bad at all, right? I was thinking there'd be just, like, the end of a tunnel somewhere, like, you know...
Yeah, it's... Why would it be this giant open area?
Brand new transit station.
Of course.
But it's going up a level.
Remember that there's a city underneath.
Oh, right. This is where it pops out in Hollywood.
What does it say on the sign there? Let's keep up.
Except it doesn't pop out in Hollywood. It's still underground here.
Oh, so they are fucking with geography.
Yep.
Well, after this movie, I'd keep it all underground. That's probably what happened.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's like Inception.
Yeah.
You don't want random train cars jumping out of the street.
Mm-hmm. Right in front of man's Chinese. I mean, come on.
Aw, Starline Tours.
I can't believe he hit my van. Damn subway. Oh,
wait,
sexy time.
Yeah, no kidding.
Aww.
Is she still handcuffed to the train car?
Yes.
Okay.
So, really, this isn't very consensual, is it?
Well, I mean, it's kind of hot in a weird way, I guess.
But wait, where'd the pole go? That she's supposedly handcuffed.
That's what I'm wondering about.
I think it broke in all of the action.
Oh, sure, okay.
That's convenient. Oh.
Whatever you say.
Uh-huh.
There's no chance they're having a normal relationship after this.
Right. She's just going to keep asking him to handcuff.
And apparently, they're also exhibitionists.
all the tourists are like... There's a subway car in the middle of the
They're
street
like,
and
it's
people
Keanu.
Having sex in it.
And Julia Roberts.
How is that romantic? At best,
nice.
It's just kind of weird.
Yeah.
What a weird ending.
Wait, are more people...
Wait, that's really the ending?
And then the credits? What?
Okay, so for those of you who've seen it before, how does it hold up to the last time you saw it or the first time you saw it?
Well, I can imagine my high school self loving this movie.
Mm, okay.
But it's a pretty terrible movie.
Well, if you notice, I didn't stand up and salute the bus as it went over the ramp.
I thought that was because you were tied with wires. Okay, and Russ, not having seen it before?
He's speechless.
It's left me speechless.
Okay.
Well, I feel like it's interesting watching it from a transportation perspective.
Yes.
And from a future perspective. Like,
right.
there's just like something.
And from
that,
a local's perspective.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, they blew up that house right up the street from.
I know. My parents left. That's fucked up.
Keep violence out of Hollywood's surrounding neighborhoods.
Yes.
Yeah, I was surprised, I think, that there were no... Maybe I shouldn't be surprised. There were no bicycles, as far as I could tell.
Right, there were no bike lanes. Like, I didn't see, like, any...
Right.
There's not, like, a hint of, like, any bike anything in the street.
Totally. No. Like we mentioned, it was, like, kind of like, you know, why would you take the bus? It's very scary.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like knowing about the types of people that you see. I just noticed that the lyrics for the credit song are showing up in the subtitles.
<That's> a train full of pain.
I see a train full of pain. I mean, that's about as anti-transit as you can get.
I think I enjoyed it the same way that I enjoyed Premium Rush, because it's like, it doesn't advocate well for what I'm hoping for, but it is a good story. It's exciting. I think this one suffers from 90s movie syndrome.
Right.
Like, there are certain tropes in 90s movies where,
I think,
like,
this one suffers from Keanu Reeves.
Well, that's kind of a 90s movie syndrome. Yeah. No, I mean, it was all right. It was classic, that's for sure.
Well, it's kind of interesting to see, like, you know, like there were no smartphones in the movie.
Right,
right.
And now, like, you watch a movie these days, and, like, the smartphone figures, like,
pretty
so, so much, right?
Right? Yeah.
Right.
So it's kind of like some of the storytelling tropes that, you know, that we see in movies now today aren't, tools aren't.
Well, the whole plot of the movie, like the way that they could get everybody off of the bus because, you know, they could
loop the
right
would never happen today.
It would be a GIF instead.
Right.
If someone would have a smartphone.
With a cat.
Right,
someone
right.
would shoot the footage themselves. Instead of the intercept through radio waves, it would be like they would shoot the footage themselves.
Right.
And they would put it on their phone, and then they would hold the phone up to the camera.
Right.
Looping the GIF of people, like, sitting on the bus.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They'd be all communicating via Twitter
yeah.
and Instagram.
Right.
That is
right.
Well, it's like the siloing of situations. That's another thing that you don't get in life or in movies these days. Like,
right.
Now connection is kind of a norm taken for granted. So,
mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. I do miss those days, and I do like kind of like creating that connection or disconnection sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I do remember thinking when I watched this movie, you know, back when it was in the theater, like, I do remember,
on the
like,
second
being,
time or the third time?
Being, like, kind of in awe of how, like, well they kept in contact with each other. Like, you know, how the police had their, like, personal, like, comm devices
uh-huh,
connected
uh-huh.
to their necks or whatever.
Right.
And just, yeah, like, being in awe of that technology and kind of like, wow, I wonder if we'll ever get technology like that in the real world.
So futuristic. To have a car phone?
Right, I know.
Oh, look. Producers wish to thank the city of Long Beach.
Oh, there we go. The city of Watts, Long Beach, Caltrans,
nice.
Metro Transit Authority.
Mm-hmm. And the University of Arizona.
I'm curious.
For providing the guns. Thank you.
I mean, I can see how that would happen.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Oh,
I wonder
wow.
what happened at the University of Arizona. I'm very curious. Like, did they
I,
a remodel, and it was okay to drive over shit because they were just remodeling the campus or something?
Yeah. I don't know. We missed something, clearly.
Yeah. Okay. Recommended, yes or no?
No.
Except,
well, maybe not seriously, but...
Okay.
I think as a time capsule to that era...
Uh-huh.
As a
be,
cultural artifact.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, to kind of show where the priorities were. And
especially if you're a Julia Roberts fan.
Julia Light.
Very good. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening. This has been a holiday movie commentary. But
Julia Roberts and Keanu Reeves will not be back for
Smith. Thanks to Russ and Laura from thepathlesspedal.com. And cool things are coming out of that all the time.
Cool.
So,
thanks for having us.
Hey,
yeah.
thanks
oh,
for coming.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.
How about some lights in this studio?
Yeah, it seems like a good idea.
Lights? What?
Thanks, of course, to beverage sponsor, The Beer Mongers, in Portland, Oregon, at Southeast Division and 12th. Thanks to our generous donors who foot the bill for our studio and make it possible for us to give you things like this. Happy December. Happy holiday of your choosing. See you next week.